Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders rookie class is at work. They showed up yesterday. Today was their first day on site, presumably getting a bunch of meetings, behind-the-scenes things done. No access for media or fans at training camp just yet. First practice is not till next Wednesday, but the rookies have shown up. There are actually training camps underway. The Texans play the Bears in the Hall of Fame game less than 2 weeks from now. I'm going to say that again because I think everyone needs to understand that we have made it through the desert and we are about to drink some water. In 13 days, the Hall of Fame game that kicks off the NFL preseason between Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick, and the revamped Chicago Bears offense. They drafted Roma Dunze. They traded for Keenan Allen. How many of those guys play in the Hall of Fame game? I'm not sure. Probably not the whole lot of them. But they play the Houston Texans, the surprise team from a year ago that won their division, that won a playoff game with the rookie sensation C.J. Stroud. Now a sophomore. They just had an unbelievable offseason. They built a heck of a pass rush. They went and got Danielle Hunter, among others. I think the Texans are going to be excellent. Those two teams play a football game in 13 days, and they are already at training camp.
That is cool. It is here. It has arrived. I don't totally have clarity on what the Washington rookies are doing. I know they checked in yesterday. I don't know if that's just like, you know, height, weight, get what t-shirt size you need or something like that. But
they got work to do,
yeah,
man.
I think they're on the field, though, today, right?
They're running plays. They're scrimmaging. They're practicing in 5 days or whatever.
Yeah, I love it. So all about it. Get them up to speed. But that is the big takeaway. And again, I'm bummed. It's a league trend. It's not just a Washington thing, although they're on the kind of the lower side. But there are so few practices open to the public. I do think that's such a huge bummer. I wish that was different. But still, it's a reason to be excited.
Well, look, I have been very positive about everything this ownership group has done because I think they're batting like .993. And I am team Adam Peters. The limited number of practices is a misstep. It's wrong. It's incorrect. It's not the right way to do it. For a team that is trying to build its fan base back up and create excitement and juice and intensity, you need pizzazz. You're looking for people to re-engage. That is the comment. That's the wording, the diction that's been used by the ownership group, by Jason Wright ad nauseum. You're looking for folks to get back in and to limit how often they can be at the facility watching football and getting excited. Nothing gets people more fired up for the season than getting to go watch a practice and get some autographs and take some pictures and hear the helmets and pads smacking together. That gets the juices flowing. They already, and this is not new to today, I think I looked this up with you almost 2 weeks ago, a few days after the announcement. Almost all the practices were already sold out, you know, because you had to get on and claim I don't know if you would call it a ticket or whatever, but a spot, so to speak, so that they have, you know, enough staff to help you and not get overrun and whatever else. I mean, within a few days, because it's such a limited number of practices, only five, one of the lowest counts in the NFL, it's just very, very few people in the grand scheme of things are going to get to go. And I think that is a mistake. I talked to people with the team and they said, oh, well, the Eagles only have one, or, you know, this is the trend, as you just said, or look what this team's doing. The Eagles go to NFC Championship games. The Eagles fan base packs the link. The Eagles were in a Super Bowl a couple years ago. The Eagles don't need re-engagement. You're an endangered species. Please act like it. And this ownership group has understood that and correctly, I think, gotten with the program, so to speak, on this. That, like, you should be extending olive branches and very welcoming. And I think they are. And that's what I love about this group. But the limited number of practices, I'm sorry, it's a bad decision. It just is.
Yeah, because it's controllable. You know what I mean? Like, this is one of those things where
What's the benefit? Football stuff? I'm sorry, find another way. Like, teams forever have been able to prepare for the season and win football games while also having open practices. The Chiefs have four times, I think, as many practices open to the public. You know, they go to a college campus and sleep in dorms and just have the old school Frostburg Carlisle situation, basically. I am out on this decision. I think it's a bad decision.
Yeah, so I think the point is very good in so much as this is what other teams are doing. You are not other teams. You know what I mean? Like, because it's the trend line. And I think this is a missed opportunity. I wouldn't go so far as to call it a mistake, or I think they're wrong. I think they've kind of missed this one a little bit here, where I can look at another organization and their circumstances and apply them to my own, and it's not the same. It just isn't. I know you're getting more tickets sold. I know there's more club sponsorships and more this and more that. The things that are, you know, are better than it was when you took over. Dubious honor. You were in the negatives. You were in the red. It was as cratered as an NFL team could be. You guys saw that firsthand, talking to the ownership group in general. What better way than to go all out here and show extra effort? Because that's what this is. I'm sure it's a pain in the butt for them. I'm sure these fan days where, you know, it's fun for fans to be able to come in, but organizing everything from parking and security and insurance and, you know, corralling everybody and you know, the asking the players to go above and beyond. Nobody's saying you got to do it for every practice. Nobody's saying you have to do that. What we are saying is, I think, I don't want to speak for you, but for me is a few more days would have been pretty awesome. Like if you were 8 or 9, not among the fewest in the league. If you were closer to 10, just something else to show that we know we're not Philadelphia. We're not one of these teams that we were. We were at one point, but we're not now.
As a minimum, I'll take 8 or 9. What is unacceptable is the least open practice time you've ever allowed ever. At a time where it is more important than ever to get people to opt back in. That doesn't compute. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't make any sense. I just think you got to know what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And what I praise this ownership group for, and I think the people over there on the business side have kind of gotten in line since this ownership group took over, is you got to understand where you're at. I joke about them being an endangered species, but from a football standpoint, they're closer to that than they are, you know, a thriving species, you know, or like this growing number with, man, there's deer everywhere. Like, no, you can't find Commanders fans wearing gear in elementary schools. Get kids out to practices. What are you doing? How could you possibly only have 5 of them? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I was a diehard fan like every other kid my age, and a lot of us were at practices getting autographs and watching players like Steven Davis and Brian Mitchell and Michael Westbrook, and a lot of your fandom came from your vacation to go for 4 days to a hotel right off site and be at 2 practices a day. So yeah, I just don't get it, and I won't get it. But know what you are. You know, if I go out to eat lunch with you and Clary, and on the way back, you guys stop and get ice cream, just because you're getting ice cream doesn't mean I should. I'm an ice cream away from keeling over. You guys, you know, put in the work, you could have an ice cream or two. So don't tell me that the Eagles only have one. I don't care about the Eagles. They're not in the same boat as you. Stop acting like you're in their boat.
So we got a tweet here. I'm at Funny Danny Grant at Grant H. Paulson. Someone hit us up and said, I'd heard from a ticket rep that it was a Dan Quinn preference. And I'm sure maybe there's something to that, right? Where this is what the coach prefers. This is one of those times where I'm going, I know this is your show. You're here. You're in charge of an awful lot. Sorry. This is something we need to do. Bigger picture.
Well, what I would tell Dan Quinn is, don't worry about what's outside the sidelines. Your job's inside the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
My job's everything else.
Yeah.
So you go coach the football players that we paid for to get you and make Emmanuel Forbes better, and we'll worry about everything else. Cool? All right. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
This is one of those times where I know everyone's new, and maybe next year you'll be able to feel more comfortable telling them what for. I would say in this specific case, hey, man, this is a pretty exceptional set of circumstances. we can't do what everyone else does. We can't just be normal and sort of cater to this. This is one of those times you got to be uncomfortable. AKA, hey, I'd be more comfortable if we didn't have the Hard Knocks cameras here. Tough. We're trying to sell ourselves. We're trying to get back in the good graces of a lot of people that left.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.